Okay, so welcome everyone. Lovely to see you, to be with you. So it's always now. The nowness of now is presence, being. The nowness of now is not the current thought or the current perception. The nowness of now is invisible to the eye, invisible to the senses, that which is and cannot not be. The reality of your experience is this invisible nowness, beingness. Awareness. Which is not in time. And therefore, there is no prior. To nowness. And there is no subsequent. To nowness. Being which is also isness. Is infinite, borderless. Not a movement in time, not a movement on the screen. When you refer to that which you perceive, you are also referring to the reality of the perception. The reality of the perception is hidden. In that it does not appear separate from its perception. So, being, meaning I, is hidden from the senses. Hidden from the mind. Hidden from thought. And yet the mind is its reflection. Sensations, feelings. They are the imprint, the expression of the Absolute. Like the reflection of the sunlight on the surface of the pond, the glittering waves. They are an expression of the sunlight. The sun is hidden in the reflection, and yet the reflection is not possible without the sunlight. In fact, the reflection of the sunlight is made out of the sunlight. consciousness being the reality, that which is and cannot not be, is aware. They're not two. There is no reality beyond reality, beyond the reality of consciousness. Whatever reality that one can imagine, which is beyond the reality of consciousness, is consciousness itself. And you, meaning I, is this consciousness. One could say that prior to the reflection of the sunlight on the surface of the pond, there is the sun, as a way of speaking. In fact, there is no such thing as prior, but as a way of speaking, one could say that the source is the sunlight, and the manifestation is the reflection on the surface of the pond. So one could say that perceptions, sensations, mentations, they are the reflections on the surface of the pond, the reflections of consciousness of the sun. But the sun is not separate from its reflections. The reflections are not separate from the sun. Similarly, the world, body, mind, perceptions, are not separate from consciousness, I, consciousness. And in this non-dual reality, there is no reality other than that, the reality of time. Does not exist outside of the concept. the concept and the sensory aspect. Which we refer to as feeling of time. In the non-dual understanding, it's one realm. It has no actual layers. Conceptually, yes, as many layers, as many realms as we care to conceptualize. But experientially, there are no layers to reality. The mind may classify and dissect and categorize. Files and folders. But they are conceptual. Here and there is conceptual. Now and later. It's conceptual. When you go directly to the reality of your experience, you only find being. Awareness. Consciousness. There is no separate entity anywhere to attain anything. It's a myth. God hasn't created separate forms and scattered them in his kingdom. Would be so cruel. There is no mountain to surmount. In order to realize the freedom that you are, because there is no separate entity. That needs to overcome ignorance. So in this moment, the understanding that there is no one, no separate self, no one to hold on, to grasp anything. It is pure folly. Or an imaginary character to be battling an imaginary current, struggling not to drown. It is pure folly. So you don't need to imagine yourself as anything. Because whichever way you imagine yourself is a form of limitation. A reduction of your wholeness, of your totality. God did not short change you. It is out of your freedom that you play the game of poor me, what is this me that you Can you imagine yourself to be? What for? Sooner or later, you have to drop it. It's a dead corpse. There's some storyline that we are so habituated to. We somehow are comfortable with, and at the same time we resent it. We want to be free of this me storyline, and yet somehow we maintain it. But sooner or later you lose interest in this unhappy charade.